It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Nearing the mid-season tournament time in high school basketball, but we got one normal week ahead before we dive into all that next week. And a happy Tuesday night to you and all. You're dialed in KMZA 103.9 FM. We're also queued up on a couple different channels as Holton plays host to Sabetha tonight. Crucial doubleheader in the battle of the Big East League. Again, good evening, John Holliday alongside Justin Fluke. We got Ethan, Megan, Brandon Tabman with you. Sabetha at Holton tonight. We got a lot to dissect and a lot to get into. Our girls game is on the other side. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. Starting lineups and the opening tip-off is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know one-week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A Big East League doubleheader tonight here at Holton High School. The Wildcats playing host to the Sabetha Blue Jays in our girls' game just moments away from tipping off here inside the gym at Holton High School. Again, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Brandon Tammet alongside John Holliday, Justin Fluke. We got Ethan and Megan as well dialed in on KMZA, also the Sabetha and Holton channels, courtesy of MSC Sports. Well, let's get you the starting lineups for this one tonight. We start with the Sabetha girls and first-year head coach Rochelle Wurtenberger, 2-7 coming in. They are 1-3 in Big East League play. They are coming off that second win of the season last Friday at home against St. Mary's by a final score of 40-33. Chloe Detweiler, a returning starter in the backcourt, 5'5 senior. You also got Paxton Michael, a 5'5 junior. Macy Trahoda, 5'11 junior forward. You also got Kira Kime, a 5'4 senior. And transfer Sydney Schubart, down low, a 5'11 junior for the Blue Jays. So it's Detweiler, Michael, Trahoda, Kime, and Schubart for Rochelle Wurtenberger and the Blue Jays. For Leslie Allenor, first-year head coach of the Holton Wildcats, currently tanking a 5'8 senior, leading the charge in the backcourt alongside 5'3 junior Hannah Watkins. You also got Olivia Doney, a 5'8 junior, Stephanie Crawford in the backcourt, a 5'5 sophomore, and down low at 6'1 junior Becca Lassie. Holton Wildcats come in with a record of 0-9, 0-4 in Big East League play. Our opening tip-off tonight brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. In the home white uniforms, the Wildcats of Holton, the opening possession and wasting little time. It's a straightaway three for Olivia Doney, her sixth triple of the season. Hits at a 31% clip, and the Wildcats, not even 20 seconds in, out to a 3-0 start. And on the other end, the Blue Jays turn it over. Again, we got John Holliday alongside Justin Fluke, Ethan, and Megan as well. Brandon Tedman with you. A good start for this Wildcats team looking for that first win in 2026. Blue Jays coming out, zone defense, 2-3 variety. As Watkins gets it back to Lassie. Now right side of the floor, it's Crawford. Puts it on the dribble left. Back up top it goes. Right back to Crawford. She fires along two from the right wing. And off the heel, the rebound brought down by the transfer in Sydney Schubart for the Blue Jays. 3-0 Wildcats, 45 seconds into tonight's broadcast. Wildcats going man-to-man here defensively to kick things off. Here's Paxton Michael, right side up top to Shoebar, guarded by Lassie. Down low it goes. Chloe Detweiler turning, trying to find a cutter, and the pass is tipped, and the Blue Jays have turned it over on back-to-back possession, 60 seconds into the game. Wildcats with a 3-0 lead. Opening shot by Olivia Doney from downtown. Here's Lassie straight away, just in front of the three-point line, looking for a handoff. Does so to Watkins. Left side tanking. Not afraid to fire, and it's a little bit strong off the heel, looking for a backside rebound, and a tie-up is called, and the possession arrow going to give it back to the Blue Jays.
We've seen Holton play several times, and they've come down, they've had three straight possessions and got three straight shots, and that's, turnover's been a big bugaboo for them all year, but it's a great start for the Wildcats.
Well, the Wildcats, again, looking for that first win, but they have played a pretty daunting schedule. They have played Silver Lake twice, Hiawatha, who's maybe the biggest surprise in the Big East, even Abilene and Burlington early on as well in December. So they have played some good competition outside of Lassie and tanking. It's a lot of new bodies. The Shoebar fires and banks in a three straight away. It's the first three of the season for Sabetha's Sydney Shoebar, and a 3-3 tie about 2 minutes into the first quarter.
She had Becca Lassie on her. Becca just said, I'm gonna dare you to shoot that. She nailed it.
Banked it. From straight away, it's open tonight here late in Holton. The last time this Wildcats team won a basketball game, it was February 21st of last year against this Blue Jays squad. Off the miss from the right wing, a rebound from Chloe Detweiler, and the Blue Jays, a 3-3 tie, chance for their first lead here tonight. Straight up top, Shoebarth looking for Detweiler down low. The big paw of Lassie got a hand on it and a tie-up at the right elbow, and a good job by Lassie to force the third turnover here of the game by the Blue Jays. It's 5:42 to go, first quarter. We're deadlocked at 3-3.
B-Dad, you mentioned the schedule for Holton. This is the first non-ranked team that they've faced since before the Christmas break. Their last four have all been against ranked opponents.
Silver Lake most recently number one in the 3A class, and the Wildcats lost the handle with Lassie in the paint, and they turn it over. Still 3-3 tie about 3 minutes in. Sabetha coming off that second win of the year last Friday. Beat St. Mary's at home by 7. Here's a backdoor cut to Michael. Through some traffic, tough shot in a backside board by Detweiler. And now a second chance from the left wing is buried. As Sabetha gets one from Kira Kime, she hits it at 27%, and the Blue Jays have their first lead at 6-3.
I've been around a long time. Boy, you look up and down this Sabetha roster, and just all kinds of Sabetha names up and down this roster. Kime, Michael, Manol, Shions. They've been there a long time. Holt turns the basketball over. Sabetha coming back down the floor. This ought to be a fun ball game. You see, these two teams should be hungry to find a W tonight.
Well, Sabetha, they have not. Again, we mentioned two wins. Neither have been on the road. So Blue Jays are 0-4 on the road this season, looking for that first dub away from their home gym. And turning it over is not going to help the cause. Taken away by Lily Tanking. And the Wildcats here from right to left, blowing it up in the front court. As Wildcats trail here 6-3. Here's Lassie, good positioning down low, and a foul's called. Our first foul at 4:34 here in this opening frame, and that should be free throws for the 6'1 junior, Becca Lassie.
She's been shooting the free throws fairly well all year, so we'll see if she can add to that.
Tremendous volleyball player, 7 points over 8 rebounds a game, leading the Wildcats in that category. And you mentioned the good free throw shooting, 61% coming in, and she buries the first. As her first tally in the point column tonight, makes it 6-4 Sabetha. Coming up on that 4.5 minute mark on this opening quarter. Second on the way, good spin off the hand, and that one up and in as well. 2-for-2 stint at the line for Becca Lassie, and the Wildcats are within one. It's 6-5 at 4.5 minutes to go in the first. Wildcats going man-to-man defensively. Left side of the floor, it's Macy Drahota. Up top it goes. This is Shoebarth. Right side pass to Kime. Closed out quickly. Good defense there by Taylor Siegenhagen, who's into the game for the Wildcats. Back to Kime. Shoebarth up top. 15 on the shot clock. Gets to the right elbow, and she's called for a travel. So the turnovers have been an issue for the Blue Jays all season, and 5 early ones here. Not even 4 minutes into this game. But they do have a 6-5 lead. A couple of threes by Kime and Shoebarth. And on the other side for the Wildcats, 3 from Doney, 2 from Lassie. Here's Lassie, steps into one in the paint, missed everything but backboard, off the deflection out of bounds, and the Blue Jays get a stop there. They get it back at right at the halfway point here of this first quarter, again, 6-5 our score.
It's interesting to see the Wildcats from Holton man-to-man, put some pressure on the guards, and Sabetha just plays pretty much a straight-up 2-3 zone.
Back to Lassie, backing out Shubar, top of the key, and now right side back to Shubar up top. Left side it goes Trahoda. Now into the corner. Good close out there. Deflecting that pass is Siegenhagen out of bounds, and the side out, it'll be Blue Jays basketball. 16 seconds on the shot clock, 3:42 on the game clock here in the first quarter, with Sabetha leading 6-5. Here's Paxton Michael, swinging it through, diving in, looking for a block-to-block pass to Shubarth, and it's taken away for another turnover.
Get that close to the rim, you just got to put that shot up.
So we're down to 3.5 minutes in this first quarter of play. A Wildcats team looking for win number one. This Blue Jays team looking for their third win, trying to get a little bit of a streak going as Lassie turns around and fades away on the right block. That is soft touch with the right hand. Becca Lassie, she's got 4, and it's 7-6. Wildcat back in front. Here's Kime into the front court for the Blue Jays, operating left to right here in the first half. The all-road, or all-blue road uniforms with white numerals and lettering. As Kime steps back, they go under the screen. Can't make the Wildcats pay on that one as the three hits the rim a couple of times and falls off into the hands of Becca Lassie. The Wildcats leading it 7-6, under 2:50, clock moving south here in this first quarter. So we've seen the Wildcats play man here in the first, and the Blue Jays rock the 2-3 zone, looking for Lassie on the right block, deflected out of bounds by Shubarth, with 22 seconds on the shot clock, 2:41 on the game clock.
Holt's offense seems to be at its best when Becca Lassie gets some touches inside, maybe some inside out.
Off the deflection, Lassie, and then a good look on the left block. And a miss there. It's going to be rebounded by the Blue Jays. And the Wildcats again holding a 7-6 lead under 2.5 minutes to go here in the first. Wildcats will have some subs here on the next dead ball. Kime left wing, Shubarth on the cut. Lassie defending, shot partially blocked. And a second chance off the deflection, Detweiler. Got a touch and a look on the backside off the block by Lassie, and a foul's going to be called, and free throws coming here for the Blue Jays. Lassie picks up the foul, and here is Chloe Detweiler at the line for the Blue Jays. Wildcats leading 7-6, 2:18 to go in the first. Detweiler, a returning starter from a year ago, and her first free throw up and good. 50% coming into tonight from the line. Her first point tonight, Abigail Schuster checking in here for the Wildcats, replacing Lassie. And right now we're tied at 7-7.
Becca got dinged, maybe caught an elbow in the ribs last trip down. She's been hurting. Detweiler nails them both.
Yeah, solid at the line, 50% coming in. She goes 100% on those two. And another lead change here in this first. And Tanking trying to answer right back from the right wing and off the miss. Little one-and-done possession there. Third rebound for Chloe Detweiler. And a 8-7 margin. Wildcats in front by one. Or I should say, correction, Blue Jays ahead by one. Just south of 2 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Wildcats again, man-to-man defensively, nearly getting a steal. Back up top it goes to Detweiler. Trahoda now to Michael. Trahoda on a cut, left side. Short corner, cut off. Good defense by Doney. Down to 10 seconds here on the shot clock. Time now on the right wing. Inside, bumped out. Working, pass deflected, 4 seconds on the shot clock, looking for a tough pass through traffic, and another Blue Jays turnover. It's eating them alive here in the first 6.5 minutes, yet they hold an 8-7 lead, now at 1:25 to go here in the first. Here's Tanking, long pass, right wing to left wing, now in the corner it goes, putting it on the dribble, is Crawford. Crawford gets it back, little hot potato back and forth, left wing, top of the key, now Tanking. 14 seconds to go on the shot clock, right side Doney. Long skip pass left side again to Crawford. Back up top to Doney. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Tanking has to fire and swish a right corner three.
What a great answer for a late shot clock situation.
Well, that's the hands you wanted in. Lily Tanking,
exactly.
She is an elite downtown shooter at 47%. She is now 22 on the make department, so she shoots it at a high clip and makes it a high clip. As Michael missed inside, rebound for Abigail Schuster and a chance here. With a 10-8 lead, Wildcats into the front court from right to left. Still about a 23-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Now we get a stoppage of play here by the official. Looks like they're going to reset the shot clock, maybe the game clock to some degree. As Sabetha gets a sub in, that's going to be Krista Minold. First minutes for her tonight.
And this is a problem with the new shot clock rule. I think it's going to help the game, but
yeah, for sure.
You know, it's just one of those things. It's just an added dimension to have to iron out some issues on occasion.
So they did reset, the shot clock, and now there's about an 8-second difference. 34 on the game clock, 26 on the shot clock as Holton works it from the side out, is tanking the heat check, and from the left wing, she knocks in another. Make it 23, make triple for tanking, and it's 13-8 Wildcats here. Now into the front court, little handsy and a foul called on Siegenhagen. That is the first. Haven't had a ton of fouls here in this opening 7-plus minutes tonight. And the Wildcats have already knocked down 3 triples here in the first quarter. They lead it by 5, their largest. Here's Michael Forsabetha, 17 seconds to go in the frame. Here's Kira Keim working. Oh, tough shot. Nearly got it to go from the right baseline and fighting for the rebound. It's pulled in originally by Schuster, and then it was taken away by Sabetha's Raylan Lancer, who's into the game, and now 9 seconds to go. Blue Jays with Lancer off the bench, earning that possession back. Final 8.7. They get it to the left block. Detweiler turning, bumped out. Good defense by tanking. It's thrown into the backcourt. Blue Jays pick it up, and that's a turnover with 1.7 seconds to go.
In that particular case, the Beth's been better off just let that ball roll out of bounds because it may take more time off the clock, but
that
as it is.
Yeah, that might have ran out the...
You got 1.7 seconds on the clock. Holt's going to have one last shot at this thing with the clock right at the end of the first quarter.
Well, you got Paxton Michael facing tanking. I would think they want to get it into Lily's hands, but instead they have to get it off to Crawford, and they're not going to get a shot up in time. So certainly some miscommunication there on the final 1.7, but nonetheless, a strong end of the quarter for the Holton girls. A couple of threes by Lily Tanking, another triple by Olivia Doney, and at home against Sabetha tonight, the Wildcat girls lead it after the first 8 minutes. Our score is 13-8. Timeout on the floor. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Alongside John Holliday, Justin Flug, Ethan and Megan, Brandon with you on KNZA. You're queued up on the Holton and Sabetha channels as well. We are in Holton tonight. The Blue Jays are in town. Girls game going to quarter number two. It's a 13-8 Wildcats lead. Blue Jays the opening possession. Beautiful set off the inbounds and a quick bucket inside. Paxton Michael, leading scorer for this Blue Jays team on the board for the first time tonight. It's 13-10 Wildcats at 25 seconds into quarter number two. Looking for Lassie inside on a cut. Tipped out of bounds by Schubarth. Good defense. And a quick sub 28 seconds into the quarter as Macy Trahota checks back in, taking the spot of Kira Keim.
That's the best. Opens with a great set. Got a nice back cut. Easy pass. Easy bucket. And then get another defensive going down here and get a stop here.
Wildcats trying to gather a rebound off a right wing three miss and unable to do so, saving is Crawford, and it goes back to the Blue Jays. So a 13-10 margin right now. The Wildcats plus three, just getting going. Girls game quarter number two. Two teams just trying to find something with the first-year head coach here early on in 2026. And off the deflection, it's a turnover by the Blue Jays. They had 8 of them in the first quarter, now make it 9. They were looking for Michael, short corner right, but just a little too much heat behind that pass, and another turnover.
And give Holt some credit. A lot of deflections tonight. A lot of deflections.
Wildcats working with it. They want that post touch. Lassie off the heel, gets her own miss, off balance on the second attempt. Now a battle for it. Blue Jays pick it up. So a great opportunity not once but twice for Becca Lassie. Couldn't convert. Middled the rebound off that second miss. And the Blue Jays down 3 back in the front court. 6:50 to go until the half. Going to work, Shoebarth on Lassie. Gets to the left elbow. Now Trahota left wing. Shoebarth up top. Thought about a three. Lassie semi-closed out. Forced her to put it down at the right hip. Shoebarth, Trahota, Michael. Shoebarth on a cut. Trahota on a cut, beg your pardon. Caught on the left block. Now Shoebarth straight away. She'll try another three. Hit one early. And a good box out and rebound there by the Wildcats and Lily tanking. And a foul being called here against the Blue Jays. It'll be on Chloe Detweiler. That is her second. So 13-10. It is the Wildcats with a three-point lead. Early portions, quarter number two. That win for the Blue Jays on Friday last week against St. Mary snapped a six-game losing streak. As Lassie again, they look for on the dive, and it was deflected and taken away by Shoebarth.
Becca just needs to gather. Catch go up strong. Sabetha with the deflection goes offensive end.
It's going to be a tough matchup for Shoebarth tonight, but those are kind of the two key bigs with Lassie and Shoebarth, respectively, for the Wildcats and Blue Jays. Here's Detweiler on the block, spinning a couple times. Now Shoebarth from the free throw line and high arcing knocks it in. And Shoebarth now with five here in the first half, and the Blue Jays a little 4-0 spurt. They're back to within 13-12 at 5:44 to go in this first half. They'll let 2-3 zone and a Shoebarth foul in the right corner. Nice ball fake by Hannah Watkins to get Shoebarth in the air. That'll be a foul on Shoebarth, her first. And team foul number two as we'll get another sub. It'll be Emerson Strom, who is now appearing in her sixth game of the season for the Blue Jays. Inside to Lassie, left block, tanking left wing, trying again, and she got her third three of the half, make it nine on three triples for one of the best shooters in the Big East, 16-12 Wildcats at 5:26 to go, first half.
A great inside out from Becca Lassie, set that thing up.
I'm talking elite three-point shooter Lily Tanking, and she's on display here in the first half. Wildcats get a foul on the floor. It'll be Doni and her first. And the first Wildcat foul here in quarter number two. 5:24 to go, second quarter. They're going to reset the shot clock back to 35. And the Blue Jay is going to throw it in right side of their own backboard underneath. Shoebarth in the corner. Now Mennel to touch. Michael in the corner. They want that post touch with Shoebarth. Backed off the block, trying to rip a pass to Strom, and it's going to trickle off the top of the backboard. Stayed in play, tipped into the hands of Lily Tanking. 3 minutes in, 5 to go until the half. Wildcats here at home leading by 4. It's 16-12. Stepping back, Doni will fire. Off the right rim, right place, right time on the putback. Hannah Watkins with an O board and a stick back for 2. 18-12, largest lead for the Wildcats at 6 as we're under 4:50 to go in this first half. Wildcats team just trying to get that first tally in the win column. Competition's been rough through the first month and change. Here's a nice backdoor to Michael. Can't make the shot. And tanking off the miss, her third rebound here in the quarter. One of the better looks the Blue Jays have gotten here in this first half, but Michael couldn't convert. Still sitting back. Blue Jays in that 2-3 zone. Into the corner it goes with tanking. Got to close out on her quickly. Little ball fake back to the elbow and a long pass back up top here to Doni. Here's Watkins with it. Gets to the elbow. Pass deflected. Trying to chase it to the right wing. And last touch by the Blue Jays, Krista Mennel, last to get a fingertip on it to the Wildcats. 11 seconds from the side out with the shot clock, 4:09 left on the game clock here. They get it to tanking, and they don't close out, but you couldn't knock down that left wing three. And in the right corner, that rebound chased down by Krista Mennel for the Blue Jays. Past the halfway point here in the second quarter, 18-12, Wildcats at home. Shoebarth going to work from the free throw line to the right block, off the window, but it trickles off the rim. Another rebound for tanking.
Well, Sabetha's cut down the turnovers with the time of trouble buying a bucket right now.
That's exactly the difference here in this second quarter. Not turning it over as much, getting better looks, but can't convert. Watkins missing a right side three and a rebound for Shoebarth. And the Blue Jays again down six, get an opportunity at 3.5 minutes to go in this second quarter. We've seen the Wildcats play man-to-man here defensively. Blue Jays have been going 2-3. Here's Michael on a cut from the right wing. Kicks it back up top right there. Now Shoebarth straight away. One dribble. Now two. Right side it goes. It's Mennel trying to split two. Does so. Gets to the rack. Tough shot. Krista Mennel. The body surrounding her gets it to go. And it's 18-14. First bucket tonight for Mennel. And now Tanking trying to answer. That was a heavy heat check. Going to be an air ball from a long distance from the right wing, and the Blue Jays get it back.
That was heavy. Didn't he get there, did it? I need a little helium in that shot.
As a former shooter myself, when you see a couple go in, sometimes you get the urge if you get a look. And I understand Tanking's perspective with how good she has been from behind the arc this season and tonight with already three knocked down. Under 3 minutes to go in this first half. 18-14 our score. Wildcats with the lead. Blue Jays with the ball. They go inside for a post touch. A little fadeaway off the front rim. Getting her own rebound, though, with Strom off the miss. And a second chance up here for the Blue Jays, resetting the shot clock. Here's Trejota left side. Looking for Michael on a backdoor. It's defended well. Good defense by Crawford. Now it works its way back to the right side. Kime a three. Book it. How about Kira Kime from downtown? Both teams getting it done from the outside. That's the second three for Kime, and it's 18-17. A 5-0 run here by the Blue Jays. They're within one. Just north of 2 minutes to go here in the half. Here's a free throw line touch. Right side Tanking again. Not afraid. And a long rebound off the miss in the corner. Chased down by the Wildcats and Siegenhagen. So another chance here. Here's Tanking inside on a bounce. Here's a shot from the right corner. It's going to be an air ball. And the rebound by Strom off the bench, her second board for the Blue Jays in the quarter. So a chance for the Blue Jays to take the lead, but as Michael works it into the front court here, it's a 30-second timeout called by Rochelle Wurtenberger, first-year head coach for the Blue Jays. Our timeout's here on 103.9 KNZA. It's brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Get alongside John Holliday, the coach. We've got Justin Fluke, Ethan and Megan as well, helping out on the channels and the radio side of it. Brandon Tabner with you here on KNZA as well. So we're down to under 2 minutes to go in this first half. Girls game, it's been back and forth. Blue Jays have scampered back from a couple 5-6 point deficits, and right now it's a 18-17 Wildcats lead. Lily Tanking leading the Wildcats with 9 on 3 threes. So Bethel right now, they got 6 from Kime and 5 for Schubarth as well.
Well, it's quite a pleasure to be between two legendary
Wildcats. Well, I wouldn't go that far, but
rubbing elbows with the big time tonight.
We notice the difference in the radio broadcast. John and I, the coach, are used to video, and radio's got to be a lot more descriptive, a lot more nonstop action for sure.
Well, whatever Coach Wurtenberger drew up out of the timeout, it did not pay off. A turnover by the Blue Jays, and here come the Wildcats back into the front court. It's Siegenhagen, a right corner three, and that is good. Another three for the Wildcats. Give them 4 here in the first half. Correction, give them 5, and it's 21-17 Wildcats. 80 seconds to go here in the half. You live by the three, you die by the three, and right now the Wildcats living by that tray ball here in the first half. Michael trying to answer a deep one, and that is nothing but nylon. Paxton Michael with 5. She hits the tray ball at 31%. 21-20, back and forth we go. Final minute here in the first half. Good pace, good action. Expected a good game here tonight. That's what we got through two quarters. Right side, a long two by Stephanie Crawford and the sophomore. Gets her first basket, 23-20 Wildcats. 47 seconds to go in the half. About a 16 or so second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. See what the Blue Jays dial up here. Here's Trejota, left side working, free throw line, jumper, off the heel, fighting for the rebound in the corner, and Tanking has it, and the Wildcats, with 30 seconds to go, can play for the final shot of the half. They lead it 23-20 against the Blue Jays. In the corner, it's Siegenhagen on the dive. Good feed. And Tony's going to shoot 2 here. We haven't had a ton of fouls called here in the first half. This one will go against Strom, and that is her first. 20.7 seconds remaining in the half, and here is Olivia Doney at the line for 2. Get a 3 in the first quarter. Only her 5th free throw attempt of the season, and this one spins in there. Wildcats have led by as many as 6 here in the second quarter. As a team, Holton, 57% at the line this season. That one a little bit strong, chasing it off the miss. Krista Mennel, 17 seconds here for the Blue Jays before the half. They're down 4. Straight up top, 3 by Kime. That was a brick and off the miss. Rebound by Schuster. 9 seconds here for the Wildcats. They work it into the front court. Here's tanking with five. Up top, Doney. 3 seconds. They get it left side. Here's a three by Siegenhagen. It was on target but long, and that takes us to the end of the first half here in Holton tonight. So it's the Blue Jays and the Wildcats. Our girls' contest through the first two quarters, and the halftime break is upon us with the home team Wildcats leading the Blue Jays 24-20. Halftime show coming your way next here on KNCA, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. We'll break this one down and get you some first half stats right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back, industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16+6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
During this holiday season, we at Foster Ford would like to give thanks to all of our customers. We take pride in serving you day to day, from oil changes to front end alignments and new and pre-owned sales to rental cars. Come see our friendly staff and let us help you out. You can check out all of our inventory online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Again, from all of us at Foster Ford and Holton, we would like to wish you a happy holiday season.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on KMZA tonight. We are at the half in the girls' contest. Holton hosting Sabetha. Of course, you can always cue us up. Multitude of ways. MSCSports.net. Listen live tab. You get out of the house, get in the car. 103.9 on the dial. We're queued up on the Sabetha and Holton channels as well. Courtesy of MSC Sports. And alongside the coach, John Holliday, we got Justin Fluke, Ethan, Megan. We appreciate everyone's helping out, or everyone helping out with us tonight. Brandon Tedman with you as the girls game again at the half. And it's 24-20 Wildcats as the three ball kind of being utilized by both teams. Nine total threes in the first half. You had five connected by the Wildcats, four on the other side for the Blue Jays. Wildcats led 13-8 at the end of one, a 12-11 Blue Jays quarter in the second, and that leads us to a 24-20 Wildcat lead here at the half. John, again, you see kind of how this thing is shaken up. Both teams shooting the three pretty heavy. Both have connected from the outside. we really saw in that first quarter the Wildcats really trying to get the ball inside to Becca Lassie. I think that's something they're going to continue to try to do here in the second half. But a Holton team looking for their first win, and you can tell they want to get that first one here tonight.
Oh, they're hungry, and Coach Alan Orias, he's looking for her first varsity win as well, and that's going to be important. It's going to be real interesting to see how this plays out from here on out. Smethel made an adjustment late in the second quarter. They're face guarded Lily Tanking. They said, no, Lily, you're not going to shoot the ball anymore. So they tried to take her away. So that means somebody else is going to have to step up for Holton. But that's the thing for Holton tonight. They've had six kids score, and that is not like the Holton Wildcats that we've seen all year. They've gotten a lot of mileage from some of the kids that haven't scored a lot of points for them, and that's going to be nothing but benefit for them.
Well,
Smith is tough.
Yeah.
Smith has got a load, man. They're shooting basketball well. They took turnovers away late in the second quarter, started playing some better basketball. Doesn't look like two losing teams playing tonight.
Yeah, it certainly looks like two teams fairly evenly matched and excited for what the second half has in store for us. Let's get you some of the stats in the first half real quick. We mentioned Lily Tanking, 3 threes and 9 points to lead all scorers. Outside of that for Holton, 4 apiece from Olivia Doney and Becca Lassie. 3 points in the book for Taylor Siegenhagen, and then 2 points apiece, Hannah Watkins and also Stephanie Crawford. Blue Jays in the first half led by Kira Keim. She knocked down 2 threes and had 6 points. 5 apiece from Paxton Michael and Sydney Schubarth. Then you also had 2 points apiece from Chloe Detweiler and Kristen Mennel. Blue Jays, you mentioned the turnovers. They had 8 in the first quarter, but just 2 in the second quarter. So 10 in the first half. They had 12 total rebounds. 2 for 2 at the line were the Blue Jays, and they knocked down 4 threes. On the other side for Holton, they hit 5 threes. They were 3 of 4 at the line. Had 13 rebounds and only 3 first-half turnovers for the Wildcats, so very good in that regard. Our stats tonight brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services, Holton, that's Mike Tanking, Kay Onlin, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting, that is with Jacob Ying and Courtney Brockoff. Again, our girls' game at the half here in Holton tonight. Wildcats leading Sabetha 24-20. We get you set for the second half right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Does a new year mean a new you? Kickboxing and Krav Maga classes at Hella Martial Arts are a great workout that anyone can do. Start anytime. The first class is free. And in January, get $10 off your first punch card and $20 if you sign up with a friend. We also have free trial week February 2nd to the 7th. Find out more about our classes and free trial week at HellaMartialArts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383. That's Hella Martial Arts, Fall City, 402-380-3383.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Thanks again to Highland Community College, our halftime show sponsor here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Double dip in the Big East League tonight here in Holton. The Wildcats hosting the Sabetha Blue Jays. Again, alongside John Holliday, Justin Fluke, Ethan and Megan, Brandon Tabman with you. Our girls game about to start the second half with the Wildcats leading it 24-20. Lily Tankin, three threes and 9 points to lead the Cats. 6 points from Kira Keim, leading the Blue Jays. Two teams combined for 9 made threes in that first half. Not a lot of fouls, not a lot of free throws between the two teams. And, John, let's see if the Wildcats can come out strong and build on this 4-point lead here to start the second half.
Well, they are in uncharted territory as we start the third quarter.
So left to right now, the Wildcats adjust offensively in this second half of play with a 4-point lead. Blue Jays right back to their 2-3 zone defense. Here's Doney, free throw line, right side, tanking on a three and picking up where she left off in the first half. It is 4 made threes tonight. Give her 25 made triples on the season and a 7-point lead for the Wildcats. And just how they started the game is how they start the third quarter with a triple.
Well, Sabeth went back to her original 2-3 zone. The face guard wasn't there, and she's probably going to see Sabeth come right back to that.
Now, for how good tanking's been, Lassie, a nice reach to tap that entry pass out of bounds, looking for Shoebarth on the block. This is a Wildcats team that has been efficient from behind the arc here tonight, led by tanking with 4 triples and 12 points. And there's active hands and a steal for the Wildcats. Watkins on the inbounds, making 11 turnovers tonight, and the first of the third quarter for the Blue Jays. The Wildcats working with their largest lead here of the night at 7, 27-20, not quite a minute into this third quarter. Here is tanking with it. Now they close out on her a little quickly up top. Now Lassie faking the handoff, now looking for another. Not there with Watkins. As tanking now gets it back up top to Crawford. 7 seconds on the shot clock here. Wildcats got to go to work. Lassie from the right elbow picks it up, kicks it back out. Straightaway three, front rim no. And off the deflection there, off the rim, a rebound for Paxton Michael. So they went deep into the shot clock there, not able to convert are the Wildcats. But they lead it 27-20, 6:40 to go third quarter. And the Wildcats man-to-man here defensively. Keim in the corner, closed out quickly by Watkins. Now Shoebarth, good pass up top. Detweiler along two, off the front rim a little bit short. But Shoebarth, the deflection, gets the rebound, tied up with Lassie, able to scurry it back out to the left corner with Keim. Keim driving and is bumped and fouled. And the first foul going against Hannah Watkins. First foul for Watkins, first foul on the Wildcats here in the second half. So the Blue Jays to throw it in with Paxton Michael underneath. Blue Jays are down 7 at 27-20. Here's Keim to Detweiler, now right side. It's Drahota, might have got away with a walk, driving and floating and short on the shot. Lassie, too easy for the rebound. And the Wildcats left to right into the front court here with Doney leading 27-20. Coming up on 2 minutes into quarter number three. There's tanking, closed out by Keim quickly. And a little hand with the check there, and a foul's going to be called on Akira Keim. That is going to be her first. And the first Sabetha foul of the second half. And we're going to get a timeout on the floor as the Wildcats are going to burn a 30 here, so we'll keep it right here. Again, our timeout's on KNZA, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. John Holliday, Justin Fluke, Ethan, Megan, Brandon with you on KNZA. Both the Holton and Sabetha channels are live here tonight as well. So, John, about 2 minutes into this third quarter, you saw Lily Tanking already get right back to it where she left off, knocking down her 4-3 tonight. And the largest lead for the Wildcats. What does Coach Eleanor kind of dial up here to keep her team with that arm's length kind of lead in search of that first win of the season?
Well, they were running. They've got a little shuffle cut offense. They get the ball to Becca Lassie, and they're trying to get two cutters off up. They're only getting one. They're missing the offense, and they get stagnant. I'm going to guess they're probably going to. They talked about that. We want to keep the movement going. They had a decent look, got an inside out look the last time, just a little rust with the 30-second shot clock. But here we go, hold the basketball and go back to the same set. We'll see if they get the two cuts through.
So there's Lassie faking the first cut. She has it just a step behind the free throw line, looking for that second curl and handing off to tanking. Now in the corner with Doney, looking for Lassie inside. Good defense by Shoebarth and a turnover by the Wildcats. Trying to force the issue. Kind of a contested three from the right corner in transition, and she knocks it down. So make it 9-on-3 triples for Keim, and it's 27-24 Cats. at 5.5 minutes to go here in the third. It's the first points of the third quarter for the Blue Jays. Tanking trying to answer. It was on target, but a little bit long. Rebound by Watkins, though. Her second chance up and in. Second chance opportunity for the junior, Hannah Watkins. And it's 29-23 Wildcats, about 3 minutes into the third. Now, both these teams have struggled to put up points throughout this season so far, both at just 33 points per game on offense coming in, but this Holton team right now with 29, and we still got 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Nearly getting a steal, the Wildcats, just 12 on the shot clock here for the Blue Jays. Drahota has it in the right corner, pass tip, and Tanking comes away with a steal. Doesn't have numbers, Wolf wasn't called, and it's knocked away and out of bounds. Good job both ways. Wildcats will keep off the turnover, and both teams will enter subs. Krista Mendels comes in for the Blue Jays. Abigail Schuster, also Taylor Siegenhagen, back on the floor for the Wildcats. We got 4:46 to go, third quarter. Cats underneath their own basket in a 29-23 lead. Here is Siegenhagen, left side of her own backboard. Lost it to Tanking. Now Schuster at the free throw line, turning and facing, kicks it back up top to Doney. Back to Schuster again, trying to set it up. Back to the bucket, swings through, now facing. And off the hands of Siegenhagen, and a turnover by the Wildcats. A little two-on-one break. Michael herself can't make the shot in transition. Offensive rebound, though, and a foul called on the Wildcats. Good hustle, trailing in transition there. It's going to earn free throws for Krista Mendels. And the foul is on, correction real quick, Schuster. That is her second.
Well, both these teams, and this game's had good flow to it. I mean, it's been up and down. Seen a lot of offense on both sides. And the thing that, a lot of turnovers for Sabetha early. They've really dialed it back down and taken care of the basketball. I think they've only got one turnover for the second half.
Yeah, just four turnovers since the first quarter. And the first free throw is no good by Mendel. Just the fourth free throw attempt coming here for the Blue Jays tonight. That one also short. She gets her own rebound and she makes up for it, as that's kind of a rarity. So she gets her own miss off the short attempt at the line and puts it up and in for two. So now 4 points for Mendel tonight, and it's 29-25. Wildcats still with the lead, but the Blue Jays slowly chipping away here in the third quarter, about the halfway point. Blue Jays have switched it up. They're going man-to-man here. Here's Doney off a screen. Into the corner it goes. That's Crawford Tanking. Now left side on the wing. Right side pass to Siegenhagen. They want Schuster down low. It's tipped up in the air and a steal by Chloe Dentweiler. Third turnover here in the quarter by the Wildcats. The Blue Jays have it. Down four, 3:45 to go in the third quarter, and they turn it over looking for Schubart. As time's passed, sailed away out of bounds. And now three turnovers here in this third quarter for the Blue Jays as well. As we get a sub in, Macy Trahota back in here for the Blue Jays. As the Wildcats get the ball back, 3:40 and counting third quarter, leading the Blue Jays here at home, it's 29-25. They get it to Lassie, who just checked back in. Back to the bucket. Hands it off to Tanking. Now Siegenhagen deep from the left wing. It's an air ball, trying to chase it, but unable to get it back in. Was Crawford, good hustle, and it's going back to the Blue Jays. The Wildcats have not been afraid to not only just shoot threes tonight, but shoot them from deep. They have been well beyond the line on a few occasions here tonight. But the Cats leading by four. Blue Jays with the ball, 3:15 and counting third quarter. Wildcats have been, most part tonight, man-to-man defensively. Here's Mendel with it. 17 on the shot clock here. Now Trahota a touch right wing. Little jab fake there. Now Detweiler looking left, trying to keep that pivot foot down. Tough pass in traffic, and it's a steal for Holton. Turnover by the Blue Jays, and looking for Tanking on the run. And that one goes out of bounds. So both teams exchange turnovers. And we get a timeout on the floor. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 2:55 to go, third quarter in the girls' game. Holton 29, Sabetha 25. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy-to-use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
timeouts throughout the season on a KNVA, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. I'm Brandon Tabb, and we got the coach, John Holliday, Justin Fluke for the Holton channel. We're queued up on Sabetha channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports. Ethan behind us, doing a great job as always. Megan Sturton, our studio producer, on 103.9. Well, both teams in this girls' game, with under 3 minutes to go in this quarter, have scored 5 points. 24-20 was the halftime score for the Cats, and Holton leading 29-25 out of this full timeout called by first-year head coach Leslie Allenor for the Holton Wildcats. A pair of first-year head coaches tonight in this girls' game, with Leslie Allenor again for the Wildcats, Rochelle Wurtenberger for the Blue Jays. Back to it in the front court here. Jehoda with the ball at the left hip. Now inside, Shubar, tough shot over Lassie. She played great defense, and Lassie pulls it in off the miss. Lassie screaming down the middle of the floor. Blue Jays play well transition defense-wise, and 2.5 minutes to go here in the third. Wildcats by four at the ball. Lassie on a cut. A lot of bodies in there using strength. Can't get the shot to fall. And fighting for the rebound, a couple bodies tied up, and we're going to get a foul call. Thought it might have been a tie up there, but let's check the official. And they get the foul. They get Stephanie Crawford with the tie up underneath, and we got an injured player for the Blue Jays. That is Shubarth, who Crawford was tied up with underneath, and when she hit the floor, she might have maybe caught the back of her head on the hardwood. Now being checked by the coaching staff.
I say that'd be a huge loss for Sabetha, because she makes a lot of things happen, not just with the bail and score, but she could drag. She drags Lassie out, and as she does that, that opens up some things for some back cuts for some of her teammates. So
yeah, Sydney, she's been a great addition. She was a transfer student into Sabetha this season, and a team that has struggled to rebound. She is the leading rebounder for this Blue Jay squad at over 7 a game. She's still being looked at on the floor right now, so we got an injury pause here on KNZA plus the channels as well. We're at 2:25 to go third quarter in the girls' game. We kind of expected a good competitive game between these two teams as Shubarth is up on her feet and gets a nice round of applause from both fan bases here. Just want to make sure she's okay and able to walk off and get to her own sideline here, but was tied up with Crawford, and Crawford got called for the foul. So it'll be Sophia Haverkamp who's going to check in for Shubarth. And with that foul on Crawford, the Blue Jays get it back. So we're good to see Shubarth get up and back to the sideline under her own power, and now we're back to it. Approaching that latter portion of the third quarter. Blue Jays with the ball down four here at Holton. It's 29-25. Wildcats' largest lead of the game tonight has been 7. Right now sitting at 4. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Plenty of time. Here's Haverkamp. Just checked in for Shubarth. Now Jehoda left wing. A little more towards the corner now. It's Krista Mennel. They want a post touch inside. Turning and facing. And Jehoda now gets it on the right short corner. Now cutting is Haverkamp. Gets a shot up. Missed everything. Fighting for it inside. Lassie had it ripped away. And since the ball didn't touch the rim, it's actually going to be a shot clock violation. I thought maybe for a second that ball grazed the rim, but the officials say no, so it is a turnover by the Blue Jays on the shot clock violation.
Those turnovers don't hurt you too bad.
Yeah,
you get a shot off, missed a couple, had a chance, and here's a turnover. This one could hurt you as Sabetha comes down the floor 3-on-2.
Well, Jehoda got the hands in on the pass. Michael, a transition 3, just grazed the rim short, and a rebound for Lassie, and tried to get it up the floor quickly. Here's tanking, pushing, bouncing a pass off the deflection left side, missing. Second chance, no, it's blocked from behind. Good defense inside after a offensive rebound by Crawford. Couldn't get it to go, and now the Blue Jays once again down four with another opportunity here. We're at 1:13 to go in this third quarter. Here's a post touch, left side pass, Jehoda, staggered stance, and she buries the left corner 3. Macy Jehoda, good time to get her first points tonight. Just a 9% three-point shooter on the year, but gets the Blue Jays within one at 29-28 under a minute to go in this third quarter. Wildcats settling down a touch here. Here's tanking, left elbow, underhand pass now into the corner. It's a 3 by Siegenhagen. It's a little bit long and tipped out of bounds. It'll stay here with the Wildcats. Didn't touch the rim, so 16 on the shot clock, 44 on the game clock.
Yeah, Sabetha went to man-to-man for a few possessions, and since they've done that, Holton has yet to score. They've now jumped into a 3-2 zone, and see what they do on the inbounds, but defensively, they've really stepped up their game.
Lassie off the entry pass, and another steal taken away by Lanter. And now we get a whistle, and actually the ball went out of bounds on the far side, so the Blue Jays keep it. 2 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock right now. The Blue Jays close enough to potentially play for a final shot if they want. Wouldn't give the Wildcats a whole ton of time. Back into the game, we'll see Emerson Strom for the Blue Jays as they throw it in with Michael on the side out, far side of the floor. Here is Strom, just checked in. Trajota up top. She will fire, fading to her right, and she got the kind touch. How about back-to-back buckets for Macy Trajota? And the first time since the first quarter, the Blue Jays have had a lead. It is 30-29 Blue Jays. Shot clock is off. We got 18 seconds to go in the third. Lassie through traffic and a lot of hands in there as they were trying to find Lassie on the block, and a foul going to be called on the Blue Jays. And they get Haverkamp with her first. And just the first foul on the Blue Jays here in the third quarter. Good to see Sydney Schubarth back in after a little bit of an injury just a few minutes ago here in the quarter. And also checking back in, we'll see Raylan Lanter as well. 13 seconds for the Wildcats here in the third quarter. They have it underneath their own basket. They're down one. Lassie, quick trigger. Couldn't get it to go from the right elbow. And a rebound for Paxton Michael. 8 seconds here for the Blue Jays. They lead it by one. It's Menold, right side. Now a short shot from the right side. No, tanking, fighting for the rebound. Corrals it in the corner, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter. So for the first time since the first quarter, the Blue Jays have a lead here at Holton tonight. We go to the fourth quarter here in the girls' game. Holton trailing Sabetha. It is 30-29. Our fourth quarter action coming up after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Do you miss doing the things you love because you're short of breath? If you're living with COPD, asthma, or recovering from a respiratory illness, Sabetha Community Hospital is here to help you breathe easier. Our pulmonary rehabilitation program offers personalized therapy to strengthen your lungs, increase your energy, and get you back to your daily life. You don't have to travel far for expert respiratory care. It's right here at home. Ask your doctor for a referral today or call Sabetha Community Hospital at 785-284-2121.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game here in Holton tonight, coming down the wire. We go to the fourth quarter. The Blue Jays with a nice spurt in that third quarter to lead the Wildcats 30-29. As we go to the fourth quarter here on KNZA with the Holton and Sabetha channel queued in as well. And right out the gate, a bucket for Macy Trajota, who has been key for the Blue Jays with all 7 of her points in the second half. Blue Jays now a 3-point lead, 32-29. As we're just getting going in the fourth. Here's tanking inside, up top. It's Doney. Right side pass into the corner it goes. Now a three right side, just grazing the rim barely. Chasing the rebound in the corner is Sydney Schubarth, and the Blue Jays have momentum. 3-point lead and the ball. 7:20 to go in the game.
Well, Drahota's just taken over this game the last 5 minutes. All her points coming in that session.
Now, really, since about 3 minutes of game time. Good backdoor cut, but missing the layup is Menold. Fortunate for the Wildcats, and Siegenhagen clearing the miss for Holton. Boy, that was a great look. Little give and go. Wide open at the bucket. Menold couldn't convert. And the Wildcats take advantage down three, a minute into the fourth quarter. Back to that 2-3 zone. Lassie, good touch inside. She got too deep on the block and expect to be that as part of the offense here for the Wildcats in the fourth quarter. Lassie now is 6, 32-31 Blue Jays.
Now this turned into a fun ball game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Two teams hungry to get something going here as midseason tournament time is right around the corner next week for both of these teams. 15 seconds on the shot clock here for the Blue Jays. Here is a drive shot. Tough to go over Lassie, and dribbling out and deflecting that rebound, finally into the hands of Lily Tanking. And the Wildcats down one, 32-31 with the ball, 6:13 to go in the game. Lassie now left block, up, couldn't get it to go this time, and off the deflection, rebound for Paxton Michael. That's a good look for Lassie, just couldn't convert. 6 minutes to go in this game, Blue Jays trying to win it on the road, they lead it 32-31. Here's Strahota, left side on the wing, little jab fake, up top it goes to Shubarth. Shubarth looking right, now goes back that way, it's middled on the wing. Poked away by Siegenhagen. Good defense man-to-man for the Wildcats. Nearly forcing a turnover. Good job by Taylor defensively for the Cats. We'll see subs in both ways. Watkins and Ingles into the game here for Holton. And Kira Keim also back in for the Blue Jays. And now Detweiler as well. Late sub for Sabetha. Keim will replace Lanter. So we got 5:44 left in this game right now. The road team Blue Jays leading by one. It's 32-31. Strahota from deep right wing on a three. Nearly banked it in. Now the ball gets kicked out to the near sideline, and it's last touch by Keim, and the Wildcats get a stop down one.
Somebody who hasn't touched the ball much lately for the Wildcats? Lily Tanking.
I was thinking the same thing. Hit a three in the third quarter. Had nine in the first half. She has 12 to lead the Wildcats, but that pass went to nobody inside, and the Wildcats turning it over. It's an easy steal for Detweiler. 6 second-half turnovers for the Wildcats after just 3 turnovers in the first half. Just north of 5 minutes and counting in this game. 32-31 Blue Jays, nearly getting away with a walk there with Keim. Now gathering, picking up the dribble back up top to Detweiler. Left side, Strahota. She's had the hot hand here in the second half for Sabetha. 10 on the shot clock here. Shubarth, great up and under move. Can't finish. Trying to fight for her own rebound. It's tipped around and finally in the hands of Holton as Ingles comes away with that rebound. And another opportunity for the Cats down one. It's 32-31, 4:45 to go. Blue Jays extending out this zone just a touch. Watkins into the corner to Tanking. Watkins, that's a deep one. And that is a deep three for Hannah Watkins, who now has 7. It's her 11th made 3 this season, and the Wildcats storm back in front, 34-32, 4:20 and counting in this game. Here's Shubar, short corner left, thought about a jump shot, turns it down. Now Keim driving from the left wing. Wildcats reaching and a foul on the floor.
Well, here's where Holton, they need to be hungry. Energy on the defensive end. Becca Lassie, the eraser, comes back in. That's going to make a huge difference because Sabetha is making an attempt to get the ball inside. The last 3 attempts down the floor with Becca on the bench.
So the foul was on Stephanie Crawford. That is her second. And the first foul on either side here in the fourth quarter or about halfway in. Blue Jays down 2. Never mind. It's tied up. What a move and a drive and a finish by Macy Drahota. All 9 of her points in the second half. And it's a deadlock at 34-34, 4 minutes to go in this game. Lassie inside, shot with the right hand, no, and nearly got her own miss, but Shubarth with a good box out and rebound there for the Blue Jays. 3:50 and counting, we're tied at 34-34. Blue Jays with the ball. Trying to go for Shubarth inside, they get Lassie reaching in over the top, and Lassie will pick up the foul. It'll be the second foul on the Wildcats here in the final quarter. We'll see Emerson Strom back into the game as well for the Blue Jays, replacing Shubar, so a little bit smaller of a lineup here for the Blue Jays as they have the ball underneath. Fresh shot clock. We're tied at 34-34, 3:40, counting down in the fourth quarter. Michael, a three, short from the left corner. Right place, right time. Lassie, the rebound. And the Wildcats, a chance to retake the lead at 3.5 minutes to go. Feels like this game is going to stay about this way until the end. Who's going to make the one or two big plays? Wildcats get it short corner left. That shot might have been partially blocked and a rebound by Detweiler. 3:15 and counting. Coach Wurtenberger gets it into the front court and wants a full timeout. Don't go anywhere. We'll follow suit. This girls' game coming down the stretch. It's a 34-34 tie. Holton and Sabetha, 3:14 to go in the fourth quarter. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Brian Green from Allstate. January is mayhem trying to pay for all of your holiday spending. If Christmas parties crashed your budget, your January resolution should be to call the Brian Green Agency and let Allstate better protect you at a lower cost. This January, skip the gym membership and make a resolution you can achieve. Save money by calling me at the Brian Green Agency and let Allstate's lower costs on home and auto insurance be your resolution win. Put yourself in the good hands of Allstate. Mine.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA, also the Holton and Sabetha channels, courtesy of MSC Sports, alongside the coach John Holliday, Justin Fluke, Ethan, Megan, Brandon with you on KNZA. The Holton girls and Sabetha Blue Jays, we kind of expected this game to be fairly evenly matched. I think we have seen that through 3.5-plus quarters of work. And, John, we go to the final 3:14 here. This thing is tied up 34-34.
Well, this is just a good old-fashioned Sabetha Holton game. This is the way it used to be. Barring the records that both teams
right.
have right now, but it's that competitive, hard-nosed basketball that both these teams are playing on the floor tonight.
Well, Sabetha being led by Drahota in the second half, all 9 of her points been chipped in this second half of play, and she has it up top. Left side it goes. Michael open for 3. No, but a whistle, and before the shot, they get a 3-second violation against Strom, so the first turnover at a costly time for the Blue Jays as the Wildcats get it back with exactly 3 minutes to go and tied at 34-34. You mentioned earlier, John, Lily Tanking has been quiet here in the second half, hasn't touched it a whole bunch. Credit the Blue Jays defensively, getting it out of her hands quickly after she knocked in 3 threes early in the game. Lassie trying to get it to her on the free throw line, tips out into the hands of Doni, driving in, nice pass, and a shot up through traffic is good by Stephanie Crawford. And the Wildcats, with Crawford's 2, retakes the lead 36-34. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Wildcats looking for that first win of the season. Blue Jays trying to win their second in a row after defeating St. Mary's by 7 last Friday. Time had it knocked away, and they're going to get a foul. Boy, heavy hands with Hannah Watkins. Nearly had a run out for 2, but Watkins will pick up the foul, her second, team foul number 3. Shoebarth back into the game for the Blue Jays, replacing Strom. We got 2:18 to go. It's 36-34 Wildcats. Blue Jays with Michael to throw it in, far side out. They go into the corner with it. It's Detweiler. Here's a post touch for Shoebarth. Being guarded, goes underneath Lassie, and Lassie rejects it, but Shoebarth gets it right back. Here's a shot for the lead, left wing, no. Backside rebound for Lily Tanking. Boy, great look for Keim. It would have given the Blue Jays a lead, but it's still 36-34 Holton. 2 minutes exactly to go in this game. Here's a shot. It's a 3, and it gets the Keim touch from the right wing. And Hannah Watkins with 2 threes here in the fourth quarter. And it's 39-34 Cats with 1:50 to go. That is a crucial swing. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. We're back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back-to-back big-time buckets for Holton. They just got a bucket from Stephanie Crawford, a 3 by Hannah Watkins, forcing the Blue Jays to call a timeout. Our girls' game, we're down to a 1:50 to go, and the Wildcats have just created a little bit of separation, John. 39-34, with the shot clock the way it is, advantage for the Wildcats being able to burn a little time when they get the possession back. You got the Blue Jays, though. They have yet to be called for a foul, so they have quite a few fouls to give. If it comes down to it, Blue Jays can start hacking a little bit, but you got girls like Watkins and obviously Crawford coming up with some big baskets, and this is a must-get here for the Blue Jays out of the timeout.
Let's see what Coach Sabetha dials up.
Michael Drahota, we're down to 1:35. Blue Jays down 5 at 39-34. Drahota, right block, up top to Detweiler. Now an elbow touch. Shoebarth going to work. Spinning on Lassie. Good defense. They go back to Detweiler. Ball fake. Shot. Left elbow. No. And a rebound for Becca Lassie. So the Blue Jays come up empty. We're down to 1:20. And trying to foul, I think, are the Blue Jays, but instead, right to the rack, and Becca Lassie getting a feed and putting it up and in for two, and it's 41-34. A huge, big stretch here for the Wildcats with now just a minute to go. Well, the Blue Jays desperately need a bucket. They need it quick. And Michael trying to shoot a three. It was contested, partially blocked, and a rebound for Lassie. And finally, a timeout. I thought they were going to get a foul there near midcourt, but the 30 called by the Wildcats. Nice call by head coach Leslie Allenor there. But, John, how about this final stretch for Holton? We were sitting at one point 34-34, but the last 2 minutes, a 7-0 run by the Wildcats, and just that much closer, 52.6 away from the first win of the season.
You know, and they've got it from some unlikely heroes tonight. You know, we got Watkins hits two threes. Crawford hits a bucket. And now we have Becca Lassie rolling down the lane. Doney finds her, drops the dime. Easy bucket for a layup. And now Sabetha's in trouble because they are three possessions down, 52 seconds to go.
You know, I think the interesting thing for Holton was, you know, they've never been in a situation late in the game with a chance to win or having a lead. How would they respond? And you could make a case that maybe they've rushed it a little bit too much, but when they've made shots, looks like they're on their way to almost putting this thing away.
You know, when the ball goes in the hole, it's an easy game.
It seems fairly easy and much more simple. Wildcats got it, far side of the floor, throwing it in from the sideline. 52.5 seconds remaining, and Banking doing the smart thing there to avoid a five count, just throws it off the defender in Trahota. So a little reset on the throw in here. The Wildcats leading 41-34. And at midcourt, they dump it into Lassie. She's bumped and fouled, and the Blue Jays have quite a few fouls to give, so expect those to be utilized here down the stretch to kind of slow the pace up. The Wildcats again in good control. That foul on Detweiler, her third.
Now they're in a complete face guard. Take everything away, every cut. And they're getting close to a five-second count.
They finally get it in left corner here to Doney, and there's another quick foul. 48.8 seconds to go. Wildcats just can't really turn it over. Get it in. You know you're going to get fouled. Ultimately, a couple more times, you can get to the free throw line to try to ice this game and get that first one under your belt.
Sebastian's got fouls to give, but you need to get them trying to get steals.
Quick sub in for the Blue Jays. We'll see Krista Mennell back in, replacing Chloe Detweiler. Maybe a little offense for defense there. Just south of 49 seconds remaining in this game. Wildcats leading 41-34. They're on a 7-0 run, but there's a turnover. It's Shoebarth comes away with a steal. Now the Blue Jays need a quick bucket. Shoebarth kind of lost her footing on the left block, and she throws it near midcourt, and the Blue Jays give it right back. Well, the Blue Jays got what they wanted. That was a steal. And then Shoebarth ultimately turns it back over. We get a timeout on the floor. It's a full. We'll follow suit, so don't go anywhere. Girls game coming down the home stretch. 39 seconds to go here in Holton. Wildcats leading the Blue Jays 41-34. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides the shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA, also the Holton and Sabetha channels, courtesy of MSC Sports, which means one thing. We got Holton taking on Sabetha tonight, some high school hoops. We got 39 seconds, by the way, in the girls' contest. We got John Holliday, Justin Fluke, Ethan, Megan, Brandon all with you. Cats looking for win number one this season. They're currently on a 7-0 run. They have the possession. 41-34, they lead. 39 seconds to go in the game. They dump it into the backcourt with Doney. Blue Jays got to get a foul quickly. There it is. A couple seconds go off the clock. Finally reaching in is Trahota to pick up the foul. And still one more foul to give before the Wildcats shoot free throws.
Making them work on all their inbound plays there.
No lie.
Yeah, no doubt. They're making it difficult.
I hope he's told them in timeout, Coach Allenor. Go make passes. Take care of the basketball. Possession is more important.
And to Doney, left wing from Tanking, and there's another Trahota foul. And that's the last foul to give for the Blue Jays at 35 seconds to go, down 7. Going to need some help. So Drahota picks up her second, team fourth. Next foul puts the Wildcats at the line. Holton leading 41-34. A couple minutes ago, this game was tied at 34-34, but a 7-0 Cats run, and there's the third straight Drahota foul. And finally, free throws coming with 32.3 seconds remaining in the game. There haven't been a lot of free throws in this game. The Wildcats have only shot four tonight, none in the second half. Tabitha has also only shot four free throws tonight, but Olivia Doney, chance to help her team capture win number one. And after a 1-for-2 trip at the line in the first half, she knocks this one down. That's the 5'8 junior now with 5 points, and the Cats lead at 8, 42-34. Wildcats this season, 57% at the line coming in. A big one for Doney. She got them both. Massive free throw, six in the game for Doney. 43-34, Holton under 34, right under 30 seconds to go here in the game. Blue Jays need a lot of help. There's a Kai miss three. Detweiler backside and gets a bucket to go, and that stops the clock. 19 seconds. It's a full timeout, so we'll follow suit. 19 seconds to go in the girls' game. Holton trying to hold on. They lead it 43-36. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Tabitha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Tabitha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Tabitha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Holton girls looking for win number one, and John Holliday alongside coming out of this timeout. Blue Jays are running out of time, 19 seconds to go. They just got a bucket from Chloe Detweiler to get within 43-36, but a lot needs to happen for the Blue Jays to come back in this game. But mentioned some unlikely heroes for Holton in the fourth quarter. Hannah Watkins with two threes, Olivia Doney, a couple of big three throws. Becca Lassie's made a couple buckets. This Wildcats team, even though Lily Tanking's been quiet, she has the ball in the entry pass. Had it knocked away. Blue Jays shovel it in and unable to save it underneath with now 14 seconds remaining in the game. Well, the Cats can't afford a turnover, but again, the time is on the side of Holton leading by seven.
Well, it's Samantha's opportunity. They really can't afford a foul. They're going to have to if they get the ball in, but they needed a steal and needed it quick.
They had a chance right there, but it went out of bounds, and they get it into Tanking. 13 seconds. There's the foul. Tied up by Keim and Drahota. Let's see who the foul is on. I think it's going to be Keim. And it will be Kira Keim, but this Holton team, again, has played as difficult of a schedule to this point as any team in this Big East League. And just last time out Friday at 3A number one Silver Lake, who they've already seen twice this season. And a chance to end it here. Tanking at the line. Hits the first free throw. 13 in the game to lead all scores. 44-36 Holton. 12.2 seconds remaining in the game. That makes Lily now 10 of 12 at the line this season. She has been very good from the stripe, and she knocks them both in. Final 10 seconds. About to run off here. Michael into the front court. Keim in the corner. Down to 5 seconds. Keim on the drive. Looking Trahoda's way on the backside block. Ripped away by Lassie, and a tie-up with a second to go, and the Cats are going to get that first win of 2026, and it's going to be their first win since February 21st of 2025, which was against this Tabitha Blue Jays team. So how about it? Tanking gets the inbounds, and that does it, and Holton a little pep in the step, and they get that first win for first-year head coach Leslie Allenor. The Wildcats win it at home, 45-36 over the Tabitha Blue Jays. Our postgame show coming your way next. It is brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. The Holton girls victorious tonight over the Blue Jays. We'll break it down and touch up on it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at B Outdoors Real Estate.
Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Before you look online, please shop local first. Hi, I'm Tanya Bardo with the Farmers State Bank in Houlton. We're thrilled and excited to be honored with the Outstanding Corporate Donor Small Business Award from the Topeka Chapter of the Association of Fundraising Professionals for our giving back to the community. Support local, live local, bank local, and shop local so we all grow together.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future.